All right, back now with the Linfield High School hockey coach, John Gardner, during this crazy time, holiday week and so on. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Great to be here, as always.
Always fun talking with you, Coach, especially when the team is doing so well. And I'm looking at your record here in the games played. And, man, you know, five games, you've only given up two goals to any team one time. And other than that, close games, but I guess we should start with your defense, whether it's your forwards, your defense, or your goaltending.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mix of them all. We've only given up 3 5-on-5 goals on the year. They're all a product of us making kind of bad steps and giving up odd man rushes and giving up 3 power play goals, which really weren't a product of the PK not doing what they're supposed to do, just like a failed Claire or couldn't clear a rebound out of the crease. But, yeah, that's been a pleasant surprise. We have a lot of good depth at forward. Andy, Dan McSweeney, our goalie, it's his first year at varsity, and he has beyond exceeded what we thought he was capable of. He's pretty much putting up, you know, one goal a game, and we're hoping he can continue to get better, believe it or not, because he's still got a high ceiling being it's his first year at varsity.
Coach, when you are doing so well, can you pick nits more with your team rather than, you know, having to do over big basics? You're kind of fine tuning the guys at practice?
Well, believe it or not, I'm going to sound spoiled, but like, I'm not pleased with how we've been playing. Our finish hasn't been there, so we're in close games for too long, including like, the first game we win 4-1, it's 2-1 in the third. It shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you lose 70 goals from your first line, you got guys that get to fill the role as far as getting power play minutes, getting more of a regular shift. And so you're expecting guys that are like sophomores and juniors to go from 1 to 3 goals, and you want them to bump that up to like double digits.
Mm-hmm.
So until I keep telling my guys, until you're a 10-goal scorer, you're not, you know, you're a 4 or 5 goal scorer and you think you can get 10. You're not a 10 goal scorer until you get 10. So, we got a couple guys that are, you know, should be more towards a goal a game, and they're sitting on like 2 and 5, or guys sitting on 0 that should be producing. So, in that, you know, category, I'm not too happy with that. It's gonna sting us eventually.
One consistency I've learned from high school coaches, over the years, is that when you don't have snipers, and it's hard to have snipers at the high school level, you have to crash the net. You have to look for what do they call them? Dirty goals, I guess. Is that part of the thing that you want the team to do?
100%. If guys think that because they sat on a front row seat of watching Chase Kearney in my first, you know, 32 goals last year, that ain't happening again.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a once in a generation kind of thing. So if guys think that they're going to float or play more of a European game as opposed to a North American style, we're going to be sitting on guys with 1 to 3 goals as opposed to getting up 5 to double digits. So, yeah, we obviously preach our system, our forecheck, getting it low to high, getting some point shots, you know, screens, tips, rebounds, a key, and we just haven't been doing that. So we've been winning, not bringing our A game. We've also had we haven't played our full complement of players yet this year with some injuries and guys being sick and whatnot. So we're hoping to 2023 get healthy and start to forge an identity and start playing you know both sides of the puck better.
I'm looking at a score sheet here, and I don't know how reliable it is, but it's showing that Drew Damiani is your leading goal scorer at this time.
Yeah, he had 50 points as a defenseman last year, 18 goals, so he right now is at a goal a game for a defenseman, very good on the power play, really good sneaky wrist shot, very accurate. So he's very good at finding little seams and shooting through legs and finding upper portions of net on the power play. But he's just been huge. No surprise. Last year he was our guy along with Chase. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, again, we can't expect him to continue this pace, maybe get, you know, two or three assists a game as opposed to a goal a game. And hopefully that kind of, you know, happens, you know, again, 2023.
Does he get heavy ice time?
Oh man, he does. He's the Energizer Bunny. We keep him out there. I mean, even last year, he'll go out there the whole power play, most of the PK, because he defends with his legs and retrieves pucks and gets the 200 foot clears, you know, airmail. He's definitely north of 30 minutes most games.
Oh wow, cool. Well, I hope he eats well. That's cool.
Yeah.
Coach, tell me about now what you're pleased with, because each of your games so far has been close. There's no runaway either way, and you mentioned the I don't know if you call it the struggles, but that you want more offense. But what are you pleased with this team? Because it looks like they're mentally tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a character trait that we shine a light on a lot. They're resilient. I mean, they didn't have their A game against Boston Latin. They're a suffocating defense. We're losing 1-0, and we just wouldn't be denied. We had to force, you know, overtime in a shootout, so it goes in as a non-loss. I really try and hit fan the flame of being a fierce competitor, and nothing's worse than losing. So the loathe to love ratio of winning and losing is disproportionate, meaning you love winning, but the loathe losing is just off the charts, not even on the XY axis as far as how much we hate losing. So it stung to lose in a shootout and subsequently not win that tournament. We had won the tournament in 2019, and it was our first chance to defend it. We knew that first game against Latin was going to be the championship, and so that stings a little bit, but I give them credit for not going quietly.
Mm-hmm. Where is the Murphy Rink? Where'd you guys play?
So this is a nice little venue, a nice little tournament. It's literally in Castle Island in South Boston, right? You open the front door and you're looking at the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow,
real nice, real cool venue. We made the shift from the Kasabuski tournament, which is no longer happening, but we made the shift before that tournament got debunked. My father-in-law actually went to Boston Latin, so it was kind of a nice, you know, obviously historically that's the oldest high school in the United States, so, and just being, you know, in that cool venue, it's kind of nice.
Some of the schools did not participate in holiday tournaments. They've had some time off. Gloucester did play in a tournament, but I don't think they have played since Tuesday. So they've had some time off. You guys are you know, playing a heavy schedule early. Tell me about this game coming up on Saturday, because as I've mentioned to you many times, I love seeing Linfield versus Gloucester. It's become a really good rivalry.
Absolutely. As I always mention, we played them when we were in high school in the mid-90s. You know, started that tradition after our first year, you know, and it's continued with Derek. Again, I love playing them because that's why we do the home and home beginning of the year, end of the year, get you ready for the tournament. They've had our number for the past 4 years, and as I mentioned, being a competitor, I do not like that, but it's a testament to Derek and what he's done with their squad, and just love having him come in there, even though, again, I think we've dropped our last six. But he's just, you know, got them, you know, functioning at a high level, turned them, you know, in the right direction. So we're hoping that we can, you know, turn the tables on them, you know, on Saturday. But it's going to, a sure thing, it's going to be a good tilt.
Absolutely, and it's always great. Coach, any bumps in the speed bumps in the road or anything like that during the holidays when you're practicing with the kids and getting them to games and stuff like that? Because it's different from routine, and I know that the athletes and coaches love routine.
Yeah, it's very true. We tell our guys kind of immerse yourself. You got your family, that's first and foremost, and then your education second, and then your winter family, which is the hockey team, is right there. And we kind of tell them, like, immerse yourself in hockey. The World Juniors are going on. That's a good thing to watch for your hockey IQ. We're pretty big in pushing our junior varsity team, and we have several kids that are kind of like those quadruple A players that kind of play games for JV and practice for varsity, maybe dress and get a couple shifts. So it's just kind of like been immersive with following the JV team and varsity team. We actually dropped our first program game yesterday, unfortunately. The team was 11-0-2. The program was 11-0-2, and we were hoping for an undefeated December. And our JV kind of didn't bring their A game against Newburyport at the Graf, which is a house of horrors in general. So that was a little disappointing. But yeah, just kind of like get healthy and kind of relax and get ready for January and February. But not too many hiccups other than just the flu going around and everything else going around.
Yeah, I know that's hit some schools pretty hard. But man, you set the bar high, and the kids usually reach it. That's really cool, Coach. Big stretch coming up, and I will talk to you hopefully next week or the week after.
Absolutely, and hopefully we can get this series, as much as it's a great series, hopefully we can start holding our end up of the bargain and get a W for competitiveness sake. But we'll see. Those fishermen are stingy. They're tough.
All right, John, great talking with you. Good luck. Have a great weekend, and have a happy, healthy new year.
Likewise, Rick. Always love talking to you.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All
right, that is John Gardner, the high school hockey coach at Linfield High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.